starting to sprout out of the ground across Oklahoma. And Kim, the price of wheat has actually kind of been sprouting a little bit too.
Yeah, we picked up about 20 cents last week. We lost a little bit of that on Thursday. You look at that KC December contract price, it's hammered up against that $5 resistance point. That's like hammering up against a concrete wall. One day it actually traded above $5 but closed at $5.01. If we can break that $5 resistance level with that December contract, I think we could pick up another 20 or 30 cents. Right now, that does not look very likely.
We always hear you talk about the resistance prices. How do you determine a resistance price?
We just look at price patterns. The market, the people in the market tend to be creatures of habit. You look at past trades and look at past bottoms and past tops on the charts, and they'll show you where these support and resistance points are. There's no rhyme or reason why they work. It's just that I think that the market is like a human being, because it has a personality, and it's the traders in it, and they tend to react to certain price levels.
If we do break that resistance, where do you see the price going?
Well, you look at that December contract. If it breaks five, I could see it getting up to probably challenge that $5.30. It's got some light resistance at 520, some additional, probably stronger resistance at 530. It's broken the short run downtrend. We've got a sideways pattern going on right now. We've got a long run downtrend in process that was established in August of 2012. We've got to get probably above about 580, maybe $6. To break that long run downtrend. So right now, prices are still on a downtrend.
So say we meet that 530, do producers ditch the third, third, and a third and sell everything?
I would stay with staggering it in the market. I think I'd have probably sold a part of, I've sold a third, right. I've got a third to sell over the next 6 weeks. I'd have probably sold a third of that third or 20% of that third on this 20 cent price rally. I think I'd take advantage of every price rally. We've got prices up, say cash price at 450 on this peak. I'd have tried to get some of that. If I picked up another 20, 30 cents, I'd probably pick up some more of that. Every time I got a 15, 20, 30 cent price increase, I'd take some of it.
Okay, let's change gears a little bit. Corn is being harvested, and same thing with sorghum across Oklahoma. Let's look at the prices.
Well, just like wheat, we've had a little rally in corn prices. They're talking another couple weeks to get far enough in the corn and sorghum harvest so that that harvest pressure will back off,
right.
And then maybe we can get some price rallies out of it. Right, I think the bottom has been established. The odds of it coming in significantly higher than we expect right now, I think they're relatively low. And we may get, another little small rally as we get out 4 or 5 or 6 weeks. With just like wheat, we've got excess supply of corn, and there's not much room for prices to go up.
Are countries buying our excesses?
Well, we've got excesses around the world, especially wheat.
Right.
World wheat production is the third record in the row, 26.9 billion bushels. Out of the last 3 years, we've essentially had three records. Last year wasn't a record, but it nearly matched the record. So you've got high stocks, high production. So there's just a lot of wheat around the world. The competition is very stiff.
Okay, record-setting Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist. We do appreciate it. And we'll see him again next week.